Mercury in Retrograde by Paula Frolic. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Copyright 2009 by Jack and Sophie Incorporated. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Atria Books, a division of Simon & Schuster Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. When Mercury spins directly between the Earth and the Sun, a condition that astrologers call Mercury in retrograde, it appears to the untrained eye looking through a telescope to be hurtling backward. But in fact, it's moving at the same pace it always does, approximately 3 times faster than Earth. It's just that your perspective shifts, in the same odd way it changes when the car next to you on the freeway seems to be moving backward as you inch up beside it. And there's the disconcerting feeling that what you think you're experiencing isn't reflective of reality. As even the lowliest $3.99-a-minute fortune teller will inform you, Mercury in retrograde means one thing. If something can go wrong, it will. Basically, shit just happens. 1. Scorpio. With Mercury falling into a particularly difficult retrograde, the best advice for you is to just stay home. All communications with senior management are fraught with difficulty, and it's best to keep your own counsel. Penelope Mercury hadn't meant to quit her job without another one waiting in the wings. In fact, she hadn't meant to quit at all. Nor had she meant to set the back photo studio on fire. And it was a complete accident that she had thrown up all over her boss. But, well, she had. That Wednesday started off pretty much like every other day for Penelope, with a harsh 6 a.m. wake-up.